Shay, thanks for joining us up here. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. You know, exciting sort of charity event. Is this the first one you've played in since the lockout got underway?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, it's a special one, and it's fun to be here.
Shay, first of all, have you ever been on a team where Chris Mason was the first overall draft pick?
I don't know. No, I can't say I have, but you know what? He's a great guy, a good goalie, so he's definitely deserving.
I suspect you might be hearing about that in the locker room. Assuming there is a locker room eventually, you might be hearing about how he got drafted first overall ahead of you.
Yeah, without a doubt. He was giving it to me the other night, kind of giving it to all the boys, but he's such a good guy. I mean, he's great teammate, good person, and he makes it a lot of fun.
So how do you come about playing in a game like this? Like, what's the process?
Well, I just got asked. Obviously, I know Laddie a little bit from when we were younger. We played summer hockey together, so he asked if we'd participate, and we weren't doing anything this weekend, so obviously we would love to come up here and help out any way we can.
Are you? It's been hanging your shingle in the midst of this lockout. You've been in Nashville, or you've sort of been in BC, the hometown?
No, yeah, I've been in Nashville. I've been down there since before training camp, early September there, just skating and working out with the guys down there, and obviously hoping something gets figured out.
Shay, obviously the lockout is unfortunate for everybody, and everyone's hoping that this whole thing is over very soon. How important is it for the players to, you know, come out and, you know, give the fans a bit of a show and raise money for charity, you know, with all this depressing news going on?
I think it's huge. Obviously, we'd like to be playing right now, but the situation where we're not, so we have a little bit of time that we normally wouldn't have, and for us to be able to give back to people that need it, it's something that we're going to jump at any chance to do.
Yeah, people here are really excited, and the fans we've been talking to are all, it's going to be pretty packed in here. Shay, do you have the option of going overseas? Is that something you considered, or you're...
I mean, maybe later on. I mean, it was hoping something would be done by now. It's a process, though. It's, you know, I don't know, it's tough to hear what Gary said the other day about taking 2 weeks off. It's tough to negotiate when you're not talking, but, you know, we're still hopeful as much as we can be, and for now we'll do this, have some fun, and hopefully something gets done.
And we'll just, you know, on that point, last time this came around, you were playing in junior, and then you played in the great team in Grand Forks, so won the gold there, and then eventually came up with Nashville through Milwaukee. First time around for you, do you talk to kind of the veterans about what it was like last time and kind of compare and contrast, or are you kind of just, is it totally new to you, everything?
It's completely new as far as being so involved. I mean, obviously being involved in a lot of the meetings and conference calls, you get to learn a lot about the business side. And it's good to have guys like Hal Gill, Mike Fisher, and guys that have been through that lockout before. And, you know, they definitely compare what it's been like in the past and now. And it's still tough for them to get a real read because it's two different situations. We seem a lot closer this time than we were last, but yet nothing's getting done, so it's tough.
You know, in addition to, you mentioned you've been skating in Nashville with, you know, some of your teammates who have still been down there. You know, is that enough to stay sort of, you know, in game shape for whenever this lockout ends, and, you know, it's gonna hit the ground running? There might be a week, maybe 2 weeks of sort of training camp. Is that enough, or are you doing a lot of sort of off ice activities to keep the legs fresh and everything else?
Yeah, we're still training. I mean, we train 4 or 5 times a week, and then before we skate, and then we go out and skate. And I think that they're good skates. I think we've been practicing and trying to keep in as good a game shape. Obviously, it's not exactly, you're not hitting, you're not getting that that cardio. But I think for the most part, guys are working hard and trying to stay focused as tough as it is right now.
Shay, obviously today's charity classic is all about having a good time, putting on a show for the fans, raising money for charity. But over on Team Lad, they've got some good players. Have you guys been talking in the dressing room? Is your job to shut down Jonathan Toews? Are you going to be taking him out in the corner, or what's the strategy for Team Stewart today?
You know what? I haven't even seen their roster yet, so maybe I should take a look to see who I'm going to be matched up against here. Maybe there's some cops I don't even know about. They got some good mitts, so we're going to have to...
Yeah, you got Thomas Dean on one cop team over here.
Yeah, you got old veteran. He knows the wars from the 1980 Winnipeg Jets. And Sean Chornley played junior hockey. He's one of the cops also that helped organize this event. So he played some junior hockey. So, you know, they might be gunning for you there.
Yeah, they might be. Yeah, that's no doubt some moves we haven't seen before.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, certainly before the lockout happened, it was certainly an active off season for you, you know, in terms of your contract status and everything else. you know, by the sounds of it, you'll probably be, you know, a Nashville Predator, you know, probably for your entire career. If that ends up coming to fruition, you know, what would it mean as a player to spend your entire career with one team if that's what ends up happening?
It'd be great. I mean, you look at the amount of guys that do it, and it's kind of rare now with, you know, mm-hmm. the way the NHL is now and the age of free agency. It's tough for someone to spend their whole career, be special, especially to grow up in a market like that that's grown so much since I've been there in the 7 and 8 years. I mean, it's the hockey's grown and the youth hockey's so big down there now. It's you know, it'd mean a lot to us.
The Olympics. Yeah, sure. There's no hockey on in Canada, as you know. You know, you get your junior stuff, but every Tuesday TSN showing an old classic game. So you've been a part of a couple of them, but a couple of weeks ago they showed the 2010 Olympic game. Have you actually rewatched that full game before?
No, I'm gonna be honest with you, I haven't. No. If I was in Canada, I probably would watch it on TSN, but there's no TSN down in Nashville, so I haven't seen it. I probably should go watch it.
That was great. It's amazing to me, you know, you're rewatching the game, you watch it with so much emotion. We're like, you're playing, but how amazing the quality is and the tape passes and the level of play is just so incredible. 2014, the Olympics obviously is important to the players, and we've heard that, and it's important to everybody, important to the fans. Do you think that's going to be a part of this next deal, like once it eventually gets done?
Well, I think it'll be a part of the deal. I don't think it'll be a big part. I mean, kind of, you think it would just be a smaller mm-hmm. issue compared to the things they're talking about right now. But I think as a player, you want, you want the best players in the world playing for their country. And, you know, the Olympics is one of the biggest stages in the world. You know, it doesn't get much better than that and much, much bigger. So you should have the best at whatever sport it is and the best person in the world, competing for their country.
That was a bit of a coming out party for you. I mean, we already knew you were a great defenseman, but just playing in Nashville, you don't get as much exposure. And you talked about Drew Doughty and Duncan Keith, who was in the game today. How much did that do for your confidence in terms of playing at like the highest level possible, being arguably the best defenseman in the tournament? Like, what did that do for you?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, I didn't look at it like that. It was just so special for me to be able to put on the country's jersey at home with all my family and friends there. It was, experience I'll definitely never forget. It's something that people don't even get a chance to do that, play in your home country for an Olympic medal. And it's something that it's going to be tough to, match, but I'm sure there'll be some other good moments down the line of my career.
But that's why it's so important, I think. You know, Canada, obviously playing in Canada, you got that opportunity in Vancouver and Sochi for a lot of the Russian players. We've heard, Alex Ovechkin has been very honest. He said, even if the NHL isn't participating in the 2014 Olympics, I'm going to be there by hook or by crook. I want that same experience. When you look back, at the end of your career, whenever that may be, hopefully in a number of years away from now, 15, 20 years, you still got left in you, I'm going to predict.
Hopefully.
Yeah. how important will that be? You can sit down, you can tell your kids, you can tell your grandchildren someday, that is going to be, I represented Canada in Canada with the rabid crowd that was engulfing us.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be special. Obviously, once you have kids and you sit down with them and you want to watch the game, or, you tell them about it and they don't believe it until you show them, and it's, I think that's going to be almost surreal and kind of crazy for them to believe that, you were part of something like that.
Shay, we all know that, the current CBA negotiations are obviously a process, and, you have to let it take its course, but, are you ever sitting around with some of the players and, one day you guys are just saying, we really want this to end? Because I know that you guys are all competitive guys and you guys want to be on the ice and playing and you want this season. Does it ever reach a point, or do you have to just stay patient and realize that this is going to end when it's going to end?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's a really tough negotiation. I mean, it's tough to get a read on what's going on. And, like you said, we sit there and we want to play as much as we do. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of guys go over to Europe. I think that they got sick of sitting around and they need to go play and get that competitiveness and the intensity and the battle. You miss that. It's not the same in practice. You're not hitting. You still get a little competitive with your teammates. I mean, you still get fired up and close to fighting once in a while, but it's definitely not the same as a real game.
Lucky you get to play in, I guess, the arena that your coach in Nashville, Barry Trotz, coached in once upon a time before he made his ascension to the NHL. So
yeah, that's right.
No coaches today, though.
Yeah.
Actually, Bogosian's coaching because Zach's on the injured list.
Right.
He's coaching for Team Stewart today.
Yeah.
We'll let you go on this one last question, Shay. up here in Winnipeg, you know, rabid hockey market. You don't have to. We don't have to tell you that. Nashville, sort of surprising to a lot of people how passionate the fans down there in Nashville are. I spent some time in the southern U.S. and I got to see, you know, how rabid those fans are and how passionate they are for their Nashville Predators. You know, can you speak to the atmosphere of playing a game in a sort of non-traditional hockey market?
It's unbelievable. I mean, you have to go down there to see it. It's until we played in the playoffs against Vancouver, a Canadian team, I don't think people realized. I mean, people came down and they were just like, wow, this place is electric. Like, it's loud. They're crazy. They love it. I mean, they respect us around town. You know, they see you, they recognize you, but they just let you do your thing. And, they're passionate. I mean, they love the game, and it's a lot of fun to play down there.
What's it called? I think the Cell Block 308 or something?
303, yeah.
303,
yeah,
there you right. go. Cell Block yeah. 303 in Nashville. Shea Weber is the defenseman for the Nashville Predators. He's going to be a defenseman, presumably a defenseman at least, for Team Stewart today in the Goals for Dreams charity hockey game coming up here at Max Bell Arena. Shea, thanks very much for joining us on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Thanks for having me.
Take care, Shea. Let's go to break. You're listening to TSN 1290.